Hillary Clinton supports repealing the filibuster. Should be lifted for constitutional matters. By Joshua Kaplan on March 31, 2021. Former Secretary of State and twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has joined the chorus of Democrats supporting the elimination of the Senate filibuster, arguing it should be done away with for constitutional matters. In an interview with the Just Something About Her podcast, Clinton told host and former aide Jennifer Palmieri that the filibuster should be repealed as part of an effort to pass legislation regarding voting rights. The filibuster stands in the way of a lot of legislation, and whether or not it can be either reformed and amended or eliminated is what we will find out in next weeks, Clinton explained. It certainly should be lifted for constitutional matters, and I would put election law matters at the top of that list. President Joe Biden said during his first press conference of his administration last week that he may open to consider supporting the repeal of the filibuster if Senate Republicans use it to obstruct Democrats from enacting their key parts of their agenda. In another portion of the interview, Clinton accused Georgia Republicans of crafting election reform laws to make it more difficult to vote because of their dual Senate race loses in January, which led to the Senate Democrats regaining their majority. The former New York senator said, "We had a good election, more people voted. It was fair, it was credible, it was certified by lots of Republican states, and the Republicans didn't like the result. Being the result-oriented folks that they are, they're trying to change the rules to make it harder for people to vote and have their votes counted. And I do think this is a direct constitutional challenge to the rights of citizenship, to the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, to a long line of cases." Clinton's comments were first reported by CNN. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., has repeatedly rejected claims that his state's election reform will make it harder for people to vote, instead explaining that it cures a lot of the problems witnessed in the last election. "The nuts and bolts of the law are this: it makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat. The biggest, probably the top four things to me, is it replaces a signature match with a voter ID and absentee ballots. It secures ballot drop boxes around the clock," Kemp told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily on Monday. "It also requires poll workers to continue tabulating ballots until all votes are counted, and then it actually, contrary to what the national media and those that are profiting off of this whole exercise of not being truthful with people, expands voting access, especially on the weekends." The governor added, "Basically, the bill bans private funding for elections and secures the precinct areas against non-voting activities, so that voters that are within 150 feet of the polling location can't be intimidated or bothered while they're standing in line. It doesn't prevent the county elections offices from having a water cooler,